Australia is lagging behind other countries in preventing and responding to sexual harassment in the workplace. What changes need to be made to legislation to help decrease statistics? Alex McKenna reports.
A sexual harassment national inquiry report produced by the Australian Human Rights Commission shows workplace sexual harassment continues to occur frequently. Sexual harassment is an unwelcome sexual behaviour which can be offensive, humiliating, or intimidating. Workplace sexual harassment is not exclusive to women. Men, Indigenous peoples, and members of the LGBT plus community are all possible victims of sexual harassment. One of the organisations who spoke about the report and provided recommendations is the Diversity Council Australia. Chief Executive Director of the Diversity Council Australia, Lisa Inness, says workplace sexual harassment can be found in all workplaces. However, it may be more common in some circumstances.
We do know that are probably common in the experience of sexual harassment is that usually it involves an uneven distribution of power and it can take place in any typical workplace. I mean, obviously the workplaces where you tend to be in a minority group, so if you're the only woman in a male-dominated workplace or the only female in a leadership team, you are probably more likely to experience less power, and so that sets up the conditions on which this can occur.
There are a number of organisations who help research and educate workplaces on issues such as sexual harassment and the importance of diversity. Ms. Inness says their organisation helps companies understand the need for diversity and inclusion.
We're an independent, not-for-profit organisation with over 600 members, workplaces who are members, and we develop evidence-based research and run events and provide resources to organisations for them to improve their capability in diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Australia currently has an act in place to prevent sexual harassment in workplaces from occurring, but the law has made little impact on numbers of workplace sexual harassment victims. In 1984, the Australian government introduced the Sex Discrimination Act, which prohibits sexual harassment in the workplace. Even though the legislation has been in place for over 35 years, the number of Australians who experience sexual harassment at work hasn't improved enough. Ms. Inness says although sexual harassment is still occurring, the legislation has helped the movement that's happening today.
Well, it's a really important piece of legislation which totally revolutionised Australian workplaces in the sense that it finally outlawed behaviour that was unwelcome and uninvited of a sexual nature happening in a workplace. So it set off a chain of events that meant that people became aware that certain behaviours weren't welcome.
The effects of workplace sexual harassment can include a decrease in productivity, increased likelihood of quitting, increased absences, and general effects on the employee's mental and physical health. These effects from sexual harassment not only affect the individual who's being harassed, but will also affect the workplace and the company in the long run. A survey conducted in 2018 showed 1 in 3 Australians have experienced workplace sexual harassment in the past 5 years. 39% of women and 26% of men have experienced sexual harassment at work over the past 5 years. Ms. Inness says some workplaces have already placed policies in practice to prevent sexual harassment at work.
Most good employers and government departments have policies around workplace harassment and discrimination. They may run compliance training programs and they'll have a grievance process set up whereby someone can make a complaint. And really good employers will educate managers and supervisors around what acceptable workplace behaviour is, and they will have a zero tolerance approach to harassment.
A number of recommendations have been put forward to help prevent sexual harassment in the workplace, both by the Australian Human Rights Commission as well as Diversity Council Australia. Ms. Inness says even good workplaces could work further to prevent sexual harassment.
We still need to do a lot more, that the incidence of harassment is still unacceptably high, and you can't just set and forget. So even good employers who've got really good policies in place and have an alleged zero tolerance, they need to be vigilant around how their workplaces are operating and make sure that they are places that are free from harassment, discrimination and bullying.
The main recommendation to help prevent the issue is educating and training employees and employers on what sexual harassment is and what actions and words can be classified as sexual harassment. Another recommendation is to report both internally and externally any forms of sexual harassment an employee may experience or witness. Ms. Ness says one of the first things we can do is to speak up, whether you're personally involved or not.
Making sure that we don't tolerate any type of sexual harassment, so even if you're not actively involved in it, but you're aware of it, that you're not a silent bystander anymore, that can go a long way in trying to ensure that those behaviours are stamped out.
Preventing sexual harassment from occurring in the workplace will benefit both employees and the workplace. Australians of every gender, culture, or sexuality are at risk of experiencing sexual harassment, and preventing it from occurring will benefit everyone in the long run. Ms. Ness says the Australian government should listen to the report and make any needed changes to continue preventing the issue.
I hope that the government takes the recommendations really seriously and supports them and resources them.
The Wire's Alex McKenna with that report.